Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Friday, December 2nd. What to know about what could be a massive overhaul in the presidential election season, why President Biden is reportedly calling for a change. Also, Congress's final decision on a deal to avoid a rail strike, and a new development in the Justice Department's investigation into those documents found at former President Trump's home. Plus, what's behind a big drop in gas prices, why the rapper Ye was just suspended from Twitter again, and how one celebrity decided to pay it forward in his hometown. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time since the 1990s, Congress used its power under the Constitution's Commerce Clause, and it was to end a stalemate in the railroad industry. The clause allows the government to intervene when it involves products and services crossing state borders. Well, the Senate overwhelmingly passed the same bill the House did earlier this week to bind rail companies and workers to a contract deal that was reached earlier this year, effectively avoiding a strike. And President Biden promised to sign it. He says because of this deal, there won't be a shortage of drinking water, farmers and ranchers will be able to keep up the food supply, and hundreds of thousands of Americans will keep their jobs. But as the New York Times points out, it's still a remarkable step for a president who had promised to be the most pro-union president you've ever seen, and for Democrats who are often fighting for union rights. Remember, this new contract deal does include raises and bonuses, and 8 unions signed off already, but 4 had turned it down, saying workers deserve to see more paid leave. The House did end up approving a separate measure to add sick leave to the contracts, but it did not pass in the Senate. So now it looks like the labor deal will have to be accepted by everyone as is. We could see a big shakeup in the presidential election cycle next time around. President Biden is pushing for South Carolina to be the first Democratic presidential primary in 2024. At least that's what sources are telling news outlets like Reuters and the AP. For the last 5 decades, the Iowa caucus has been the first contest for both Democrats and Republicans, meaning people in Iowa have had a lot of say narrowing down the presidential prospects. But Biden is reportedly eyeing South Carolina because of its diversity. There, more than half of registered Democrats are Black. It's also worth noting the president historically has not done well in Iowa throughout his presidential career, but South Carolina is where he sees momentum for the Democratic nomination last time. A group within the Democratic National Committee is going to meet about this today and tomorrow. And if this group decides a change is warranted, the full DNC would have to approve it early next year. As for the Republicans, they've said they want to keep the lineup the same in 2024, meaning it will go Iowa first, followed by New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. To be continued. Former President Donald Trump was dealt another legal setback this week. An appeals court scrapped the so-called special master who was assigned to review records seized from Trump's Florida home. And it gave the Justice Department the go-ahead to keep investigating how the former president handled classified documents. The investigation had been delayed since a federal judge okayed the special master earlier this year, saying that legal expert would have to weed out any document that might be considered protected before the DOJ could get its hands on any records. This is something Trump's team had been pushing for. So in response to this latest ruling, a Trump spokesperson just said the former president will keep fighting the Justice Department. One more legal development we want to mention today. The U.S. Supreme Court decided to take up the Biden administration's plan to wipe out some student debt. But in the meantime, the plan is still on hold. This is all about that program that promised to cancel up to $20,000 in student loans for tens of millions of eligible borrowers. The issue is, a federal judge in Texas said the White House does not have the power to go through with it, that only Congress can approve the plan. That decision was appealed, and now the high court is set to hear the arguments in February. Then it should make a final decision by summer, before the next loan payments would be due. Stay tuned. For the first time since taking office, President Biden held a grand state dinner for a foreign leader. He hosted France's President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, but the visit was not just about wining and dining. The two leaders also talked about some of the world's most pressing issues, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and climate change. They both promised to keep standing up to Russia. Another top agenda item for Biden and Macron, the new clean energy law Congress passed here in the U.S. over the summer. It favors American-made climate technology, like electric vehicles, by offering tax credits and subsidies for those that are made or assembled here in the U.S., and that's seen as a setback for European companies. The idea behind the American law is to create good-paying American jobs while tackling climate change at the same time, and President Biden has been talking up that idea for months now. Well, after a meeting with Macron, Biden said, quote, "We're going to continue to create manufacturing jobs, but not at the expense of Europe," and he promised to make tweaks to the law. But it's not clear exactly how he's going to do that. Any actual changes to the law would have to go through Congress. Gas prices in the U.S. have dropped so much recently, they're now actually lower than they were before Russia invaded Ukraine back in February. The national average price for a gallon of regular is now $3.47. Compare that to the all-time high we saw over the summer when the national average topped $5 a gallon. Since then, prices have been dropping every month. Gas Buddy says it's possible prices could even dip below $3 a gallon by Christmas. So what's behind the trend? Well, mostly a drop in demand. Since we're past the peak summer travel season, it's pretty typical for fewer people to drive in the fall and winter. But also, oil prices have gone down for a variety of reasons. All right, we have more news still ahead. But first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ever been through a big life change and wish you had a user manual to help you navigate it all? I know I have. I remember starting this very podcast and business, and the first year or two especially came with a lot of uncertainty. Well, now I'm navigating parenting for the first time. And while friends, family, or the internet may be well-intentioned, sometimes you need a professional to say the thing you actually need to hear. Whether it's a big transition in life or just a feeling that you're stuck or something else is bothering you, therapists are trained to help you figure it all out in a way that's truly helpful. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/newsworthy. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. This year's Giving Tuesday set a new record in the U.S., raising $3.1 billion for a variety of charitable causes. That's up 15% from last year's $2.7 billion. The record high total happened on the 10th anniversary of Giving Tuesday, which encourages people to donate to worthy causes or to do acts of service on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. According to Giving Tuesday's CEO, the record-breaking donations are, quote, just a preview of the continued good that will happen throughout the rest of this year and the year to come. 5 years after we saw Tesla's all-electric semi-truck, the first batch of trucks was handed over to PepsiCo. The electric semis were first announced back in 2017 and were supposed to be on the roads by 2019. But supply chain shortages pushed that release date back a few years. Musk said the Tesla trucks can go 500 miles on a single charge, all while carrying a full load of cargo. He also said the trucks can be operated with very little training and offer a more spacious cabin and high-tech features designed to make it easier for drivers. Critics, though, including Bill Gates, have been skeptical about the future of electric big rigs, citing battery charging issues for large numbers of trucks on the roadways. Musk addressed these concerns, saying the semis will use Tesla's new megawatt charger, touted by the company as one of the fastest and most powerful chargers available. It turns out rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, won't be buying the right-leaning social media app Parler after all. Ye offered to buy Parler back in October, but yesterday the company confirmed a mutual agreement made last month to scrap the sale. The announcement came just hours after Ye made yet another round of offensive anti-Semitic remarks, this time on InfoWars podcast. During that interview, Ye praised Nazis and Adolf Hitler, even saying, quote, "I like Hitler." And then just last night, he was suspended from Twitter again. Ye posted an image that appeared to show a swastika inside a Star of David. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, tweeted that the rapper's account is suspended for inciting violence. It's not clear how long the suspension will last, but it's the latest in a long list of anti-Semitic comments Ye has made in recent months. Those remarks have already cost him lucrative partnerships with various companies like Gap and Adidas. Will Smith returned to the red carpet this week for the premiere of his new film, Emancipation. The Oscar winner has been largely out of the spotlight for the past 8 months after his now infamous slap, where he hit Chris Rock at the Academy Awards. And earlier this week, Smith joined Trevor Noah at The Daily Show, his first major interview since that incident. Smith told Noah that he, quote, "just lost it," but said his emotions don't justify his behavior. Smith was on the show to promote his new film. In it, he stars as a runaway slave who ends up joining the Union Army during the Civil War. Smith has said he hopes the incident at the Oscars does not taint the reputation of the film. Emancipation is out in theaters today, and it will be released on Apple TV Plus on December 9th. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you are not sure what to get someone on your list this holiday season, canvasprints.com is such a great option to give something personal and meaningful, but also not too crazy expensive or time-consuming. Canvas prints start at less than $11 for an 8x8 print, and then canvas sizes can go up to 60x60. Or put a photo memory on a mug, starting at just $11.99. There are so many options that will feel personal and unique. And get something for yourself like I did. I'm so impressed by the big, beautiful wall display that I ordered showing off our family, and I can't believe how easy and quick it was to put in the order and receive it. Plus, right now, canvasprints.com has a special offer just for our listeners. Go to canvasprints.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, canvas wall displays, metal prints, photo tiles, photo blankets and pillows, and much more. Find the perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list and save with this amazing offer. That's canvasprints.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY25 for 25% off your entire order. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Celebrity Dwayne The Rock Johnson is reminding us all that it's never too late to right the wrongs of the past. The superstar shared a video of himself stopping by the same 7-Eleven in Hawaii that he used to go to as a teenager. The actor fessed up to stealing a Snickers bar at the store every day for nearly a year straight when he was 14 years old, when he says he couldn't afford to pay for them. It's been decades since The Rock's thievery days, but when he recently returned to that same 7-Eleven, he headed straight for the candy aisle. The star cleared the shelves of all the Snickers, asking the clerk to ring up dozens of the candy bars so he could finally pay for them. Then he left his new Snickers stash at the counter for anyone who looked like they might also be stealing candy. But that's not all. The Rock also offered to buy the items of every customer inside the store. His total for the candy and groceries, $298 plus tips for the store's cashiers. Before he left, The Rock also took selfies with some very happy fans. The star reminded his 350 million followers that you can't always change the past, but you can try to add a redeeming grace note to the situation. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about the three viruses making the rounds right now, why experts say this year's winter season is different. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.